This is your home for sports talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
That's a three-run shot to straightaway center. Yordan Alvarez puts three on the board, and it's 3-0 Houston.
This is a good draft. We all know the old deal. We'll wait and see how it plays.
This is your all-sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The Team.
Well, was it a good draft? Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin, we are in the Mansour Law Firm studio on 92.1 FM, The Team.
And he swings, hits a dribbler, third base side, tough chance. Jackson barehands, throws wild, and throws it down the right field line. Ramos on his way to second base, and he will turn for third. Here's the long throw to third. He's safe at third. The ball gets away. He's headed for the plate, and he scores without a throw. And the Giants have won it on a walk-off Little League home run on a dribbler that went about 45 feet between the mound and the third baseline. The Giants win the ball game. The Giants have won it 3-2. Kids, don't try this at home.
No, don't try this at home.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
It's more like T-ball than Little League.
I've put three kids, two boys and a girl, through various Little League baseball and softball. That's the kind of
crap. That's what you see.
You see it, your 10-year-old at Golden Road or something
Come on,
that.
Rangers,
Tyler, okay?
Come
on,
last
man.
Three losses, walk-off fashion. runs, man. That's what two runs get you.
They're home tonight against the A's, and they need to be home because that was a weird road trip. They won the first game against Oakland, then lost two. They've been walked off twice. One time in Oakland and twice in San Francisco over the weekend. Yeah, three times in six games.
It's because they can't score runs, and that's what you're going to end up. You knew it was coming, right? You knew it was coming in the bottom of the ninth. They were going to lose that game.
Good news is they're 15-13, and they have one of the better records in the American League. Now, they're a game out of first place. They're a game out of first place.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, considering that after 28 games – they're dead last in runs scored.
Yep.
Second to worst in on-base percentage, sixth worst in batting average, sixth worst in OPS through 28 games. And yet they are two games above 500.
Their pitching has given them a chance.
So I guess you could look at it as the glass is half empty or the glass is half full.
Or just half.
And so that was a joke of a finish yesterday. And again, you know, they're competitors, and so I'm going to make excuses, first of all, for the pitcher, Luke Jackson, who was trying to make a throw to first base and fell down while he was doing it. So he launched that ball to the right of the first baseman, Berger, down the right field line. Now, if you're in the major league ballpark, there's a whole lot of room down there. So if you throw the ball away at first base, you've got at least
a problem.
You've got at least maybe a triple out of that, depending on how fast the runner is. It was a double. He stopped at second, and then Jake Berger decided, and then he saw that they took a bat hop down there. And then Jake Berger decided that it's a good idea to see if he can't throw him out at third. That's a long throw from that corner down there, and so he throws it wide to Josh Smith, and guess what? An infield bouncer turns into a walk-off Little League, and I got to give him credit. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But everybody I heard call it, and that's why those guys are doing what they're doing, they all called it a Little League home run, which is what it was.
That's what it was. Yeah.
I don't think I would have thought to have said that.
And don't try this at home, kids.
And don't try this at home, kids, because your coaches will put you on the bench for throwing the ball
all over the place.
Two errors on one play, and the Rangers get walked off in San Francisco. Really?
Yeah,
really?
Again, offense has been a problem, and it continues to be, even though we thought after the first game in Sacramento that maybe the offense is on track.
These dudes are home this week against the A's and the Mariners, okay?
Yeah.
And they do need to have a good homestand. I mean, to get something turned around. Come on, guys. You can hit better than that.
And they've been good at home, right?
They've been real good at home.
But
two runs, really?
Yeah, that's what they – I mean, yes, two runs throughout that whole San Francisco series.
Didn't Friday night they win a 2-0 game?
They won a 2-0 game. Was it Friday night?
Friday night against the Giants.
Yeah.
When DeGrom outdueled Verlander. They won 2-0. They won the game. That's amazing that they have 15 wins, given the fact that they're scoring three runs a game.
They can't score runs, and dead last, as you mentioned. They're dead last in runs per game.
They played 28 games. They should be about 10-18 right now.
Yep.
Or 8-20.
They get a little more offense. Yeah, they'd be dangerous. They can't. I mean, they get stuck on that two or three runs. But the pitching has kept them above water.
I tell you, the last time I saw that, again, my kids were playing Little League ball.
I had two that played, and you see that.
You see that.
Yeah.
A lot.
And it's actually kind of funny when it's Little League.
When it's Little League.
Not at the Major League.
And even Luke Jackson, he was trying to explain. I don't know. They can't explain.
No.
And they didn't mean to do that.
No, of course they didn't.
but man.
But you know it was coming because that's how the game, these late last games have been going. That's three in a row. Walk-off fashion and bottom of the ninth inning. You knew they were going to lose that game.
And so you guarantee yourself that you're going to be the laughing stock of baseball the next year. Everybody's going to be pointing and go, look at that.
Yeah, at least for the next week. Yeah.
So anyway, the Rangers made the biggest bonehead play perhaps of the year and got walked off on an infield hit yesterday in San Francisco. So that capped off your weekend, okay? That capped off your weekend.
Right.
But the NFL draft was a big part of the weekend. The Cowboys had 9 picks.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Who knows? I mean, to me, it looks like a solid pick. I mean, a solid draft because they tried to address their needs. You know, they did finally get a couple of defensive tackles in the 7th round.
But they didn't address wide receiver. People were ripping them for that.
Yeah. And they're going to get ripped. I mean, I guess you can't. I guess it's a solid. It's not a great draft. Maybe.
Not sexy,
but I think they tried to address, and they got Jaden Blue, they got a running back. Maybe he works out.
He can hold on to the ball. Now, yeah, he's an explosive
player. He'll drop the ball.
But he'll drop the ball.
Yeah, he'll drop the ball. So you do have to keep that in mind. But I guess it's as far as I can tell, and I guess we won't know until they get on the football field, it looks like a relatively solid draft. I think the lowest grade I've seen anybody give the Cowboys was a B. So that sounds like a pretty good draft to me.
He's the kid. Remember a few years ago when he came out of high school, he skipped his high school senior year in Houston.
Yeah, I know.
Because he wanted to go prepare. He wanted to work out.
He wanted to do like the college kids coming out for the pro draft. He wanted to prepare, not playing a bowl game because he got to prepare. So
prepare.
He did that. Yeah.
So he skipped his. And apparently, what I heard, he wanted to come back and his teammates
voted
said no.
No. They said no.
So anyway, he's the newest Cowboy running back in the room. But, I will say this, and then I'll take Jeff's call. If you're going to employ these scouts and spend all this money on scouting and you make a board and this next guy, this Ezraku, is the best guy available on your board. Otherwise, why have a board?
Right.
And if he's the best guy available, why have scouts?
Yeah.
So you take him. We'll see how it goes. Jeff, good afternoon. You're on the team. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
How are you fine, gentlemen, doing today?
You know, that's the nicest thing anybody said to me today, and it's nearly the end of the day.
I know.
It is Monday. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you know, I couldn't help but call in because I was listening to you. My buddy and I, who coached our kids in baseball and for years and years, were talking this morning. Look at it this way. There are 30 games in. There's still 120-something games that somebody else can do something more stupid than the Rangers did yesterday. But
really?
They made 3 huge mistakes. Number one, if you're going to field a dribble ball and you start and you can't set yourself, don't throw the ball. Just don't throw the ball.
Yeah.
And then the first baseman broke another cardinal rule: don't throw behind the runner.
Well, in the first rule in Little League baseball, the coach always says when that happens, just get the ball back to the infield.
Yeah.
There you go. That's right. Get the ball back to the infield. But you know what?
Infield. That's all you got to do. That's the first rule of Little League baseball, coaches will tell you.
Yeah. These guys are so – I mean, we've seen them make plays before that just defy logic, and then something like this happens that defies logic, and you just think, holy cow.
Well, I hadn't seen anything like that maybe ever.
It's been a while, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that at the big league level.
I don't know. Well, I mean, so anyway, yeah, it's they're if they don't get some offense soon, sooner or later, you're going to go to the patch where the pitchers struggle.
Yeah.
And if you can't start scoring some runs, things can turn around pretty quick. And I heard y'all talking about the draft. It was about the most unattractive or unexpiring draft. I mean, I think the Booker kids are a real good ball player. The rest of them, I never heard of them. So, anyways, I'll hang up and listen to you guys' evaluation.
Yeah. Well, and again, I don't
kind of
know.
The same way. That's what I'm saying. It kind of looks like a solid draft to me.
But you have this. You have scouts, and you make this board. And if you believe these guys are the best guys available, then take them.
And I guess that's what they did.
Now, if it doesn't work out, then you have to fire the scouts and get some new scouts.
Right.
But if that's what you believe, you spend all this money scouting these kids, then go with your board, in my opinion. And so I have no problem with that. Now, whether it works remains to be seen, but I have no problem.
And that's it. We have to wait to see if it works. And I generally don't watch the draft because, just like Jeff said, after about the fifth pick in the draft, I don't know a lot of these cats' names, man. I really wasn't that familiar with Booker, but, I mean, that's kind of what it is. So it looks like, again, a solid draft. I think, again, most grades had him on an A and a B or A or B. So I think they did okay.
We're going to talk to Ross Tucker behind this break. Ross, of course, covers the NFL for, among others, Westwood One. And we'll talk to Ross behind this break and see what he thinks about Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Cowboys.
Fifth round.
And Cam Ward and whatever else went on this weekend in the NFL draft. It is 4:12 on a Monday afternoon. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio. Get ready for it.
I am.
If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. On 412 on 92.1 FM, The Team.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
The Kevin and Janine Lilly McDonald's team is one of the best in Texas, with 22 East Texas locations and over 1,000 employees, all committed to quality food, clean stores, and great service. Join the team at mchire.com. That's mchire.com. Flexible hours, competitive pay, paid vacation, career advancement opportunities, scholarship programs, and much more. Lilly Enterprises McDonald's also support programs like the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars team. Find out more at lillymcd.com. That's lillymcd.com.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road, because your vehicle isn't your vehicle till you bring it to Woody's. Better look, better stuff. Woody's has everything you need for any vehicle that you have. Commercial truck outfitting, truck accessories, lifts, wheels, tires, spray and bed liners, WeatherTech floor mats, and more. Think of the convenience, security, fuel efficiency, and the great look of a professionally installed bed cover. Woody's will custom fit it for a perfect match. The backflip hard folding cover, vinyl roll and lock, the UltraFlex folding bed cover with an ultramat finish, or a one-piece textured and painted undercover. That new bed cover is the perfect final touch. Bigger is better at Woody's Accessories and Off-Road on the West Southwest Loop and Old Jacksonville Highway, and online at woodystruck.com. That's woodystruck.com.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
It's time again to recognize and reward some of the best student-athletes in East Texas with the 33rd Annual KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Team, sponsored in part by Southside Bank, the Kyle Lake Foundation, Kevin and Janine Lilly's East Texas McDonald's, Energy Well Feb, Hall Buick GMC, Tyler Junior College, and Tyler Trophy. These 20 senior girls and boys represent some of the best we have to offer. Each one has excelled on the field, on the court, in the classroom, and in the community. The 2024-2025 KTBB Scholastic All-Stars include Thomas Lee Branscombe, Union Grove, Khaleesi Buffett, Tyler High, Jonathan Bush, White House, Cassidy Clark, the Brookhill School, Emory Cover, Troop, Cade Cox, Kilgore. The KTBB Scholastic All-Stars are being honored at our annual banquet at Tyler's First Christian Church. Please join us in congratulating the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars on your only local news radio, 97.5 FM KTBB, 92.1 FM The Team Sports Radio, and KTBB.com. Vital Earth Resources is an East Texas company with organic soil and garden products like Carlpool Fertilizers, EarthSafe Organics, and Vitazyme, sold in Texas, the U.S., and around the world.
We have a commitment to quality that's really unparalleled in the industry. We guarantee all of our products to work as expected, and they are superior in almost every way.
Company President Scott Hammer.
Vital Earth has a full line of bagged products. These include products like raised bed garden mix, a landscape mix, compost and several different varieties of compost, a bedding soil, and of course all the mulches that you could possibly need to mulch your beds to save water, to protect your plants from insects. And we have a bedding soil, which all you do is excavate your bed, put the bedding soil in, and stand back, watch it grow.
Vital Earth products like Carlpool and EarthSafe Organics are sold at your local independent dealer or nursery. Learn more about Vitazyme and Vital Earth products at vitalearth.com.
I'm Taylor Swinford at Family Owned Quality Investments, and we will put you in the perfect truck, SUV, or car at the right price. Come see us on Highway 69 North between Tyler and Lindale, or start out at quality-investments.com. Bank financing is available, or you can buy here and pay here. We value a long-time quality investments reputation. reputation, and we have the cream of the crop cars, trucks, SUVs, and luxury vehicles, something to fit your needs and budget. Highway 69 North between Tyler Lindell, across from Harris Nursery, on the web at quality-investments.com.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
You know, the acclimation, the recalibration. I think all that happened, you know, in the first 3 weeks, you know, when we were trying to make sure we had our hands around, you know, exactly what we're trying to get accomplished on offense and defense and the type of personnel will that, you know, that Shoddy and his staff wanted. And, you know, once you had that, you know, down and felt good about it, then you could obviously put your board up the right way. It took maybe a little longer to get the board up because we were, you know, massaging it really well. But once we got that board up, you know, I would say I didn't notice a ton of difference. And, you know, the best thing, I think we may have done it better than we have ever done it, is stick to it.
That is Stephen Jones. After the Cowboys made their 9 picks, and on Saturday afternoon after the draft ended, the Cowboys, I guess, you know, again, they took the offensive lineman Tyler Booker, and
right.
then the as a Raku kid from Boston College,
yeah.
then a cornerback who's had some knee injuries, but that's supposedly right. is a first-round talent, and on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess we'll have to wait and see until they get on the field and you know, really know what this draft was like. But, I mean, it looks like they did okay. And then they went and picked up some players, obviously, in the undrafted free agents. So I think the Cowboys did okay. I think they were solid.
Welcome back into the Monsieur Law Firm studio. Trying to hook up with Ross Tucker, Westwood One. Has covered the NFL, CBS Sports, and more. Talk a little bit about the draft. But, again, the big story of the weekend was Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, for a kid who
I think so.
I don't know whether he's got the talent or not, but that was a big story of the weekend. And then, of course, the Cowboys, being the Cowboys, certainly people followed them. Now, joining us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline from MyFrontPageStory.com, our buddy Ross Tucker, who's covered the NFL, played in the NFL, works for Westwood One, CBS Sports, and more on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Ross, good afternoon. How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome, Bill. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. We talked about Stephen Jones and the Cowboys following their board, so mm-hmm. let's start with the Cowboys. How do you think they did?
Very, very well. I'm a major fan of several of their picks, but in particular the first couple. You know, I did Ole Miss Alabama a couple years ago, Bill, for CBS, and Nick Saban told me that Tyler Booker was more or less the leader of the offense, and he was a true sophomore in like his fourth game or something, you know, but he just has that type of personality and he's that type of player. So I love the Tyler Booker pick. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if in the next couple years we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys having the best guard tandem in the entire NFL. And they have arguably had that. You lose a terrific player like a guy like Zach Martin. You got to replace him somehow. So I love the Tyler Booker pick. And then Ezeruku, you know, they lost to Marcus Lawrence. You're going to get a lot of one-on-ones for the other guy when you have a guy like Micah Parsons, right? So you got to have other guys that can win those one-on-ones. They got to win the one-on-ones. Ezeruku just had 16 sacks. Revell Jr., Bill, the third-round pick, I had people come on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and say that they thought he was the best pure press man coverage corner in the draft, which is high praise. Now, he had that torn ACL, but the Cowboys might have gotten a steal there. And I know people wanted him to take a running back earlier, but Jadon Blue has some serious juice, some absolutely serious juice. And so he's got a chance to give them a boost for sure.
What did you make of the quarterbacks? Because that always gets a ton of attention, Cam Ward being the first pick and the Sanders kid falling all the way to the fifth round. What did you make of all that?
You know, first of all, I do end up doing a bunch of AFC South for CBS. So I'm thrilled that the Titans got Cam Ward. I mean, that guy's electric. To start his career at Incarnate Word and be at this point is incredible. I mean, super, super impressive. I mean, you already know what he's overcome to get to this point. You already know about the adversity. I mean, you know what that guy's about. You started Incarnate Word, and you end up the number one pick in the draft. You know what the odds of that were when he went to Incarnate Word? I mean, that is remarkable. So I'm thrilled for him. The Shador Sanders thing is obviously interesting. I mean, the bottom line is the Titans for sure, but then the Giants and the Saints, they liked other guys more. You know, I mean, the Giants liked Jackson Dart more. My guess is they wanted a guy that could run and move around. That's not really Shador's game. They wanted a guy that had more mobility. And then I had multiple people, including the great Greg Cosell from NFL Films, come on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and say that they thought Tyler Shuck, you know, that he was the second-best quarterback in the draft behind Ward, if you just watch the tape. So I can live with the decision by the Saints and the Giants that they thought those guys were better than Shador. And so then after that, you know, then the teams are really dealing with whether or not you want him as a backup. And that becomes problematic because nobody wants a backup that is the most famous guy on the team or getting the most attention or whatever it is you want to call it, right? Nobody wants that. And that's exactly what Shador Sanders is at this point. He's kind of a lightning rod, you know, polarizing, whatever word you want to use. You know, you talk about like Tim Tebow over the years, Colin Kaepernick, where teams didn't want all of the hoopla that went with having him as a backup. Well, that's kind of where Shador Sanders finds himself. And that's why I believe teams took other guys, you know, where they took them. And then finally, you know, I think the Browns thought, okay, at this point, it's just too much value. I think there was other teams that would have been willing and ready to pounce as well at that point.
Yeah, Cowboys are, you know, people have said they need a receiver. What's the easiest position, in your opinion, to fill just in free agency to find somebody to help out? Wide receiver, running back? I mean, what do you think the easiest spots are?
Probably running back. I would not say receiver. I would say running back. But I would also say, you know, first of all, they're the ones that had Mingo in the building the last 8 games or whatever last year. And so they have some idea for what Mingo can bring to the table and how they feel about him. So, and then keep this in mind too, Bill, like the Packers, they drafted a couple guys, first round, third round. They already had like 5 good receivers. So there are going to be teams that are looking to trade guys because they have too many good ones. And I think that the Packers are one of those teams. So I do believe that at some point that they will get a chance to get a wide receiver if Mingo in the spring doesn't show that he's the guy ready to go.
Ross Tucker is joining us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. You were an undrafted free agent. You played 7 years in the NFL, and they're signing these guys now. Just talk about the road to try to play in the league, you know, through that route. The Cowboys have a long history of that.
Well, it's not easy because they don't really have anything invested in you. They have a lot invested in the draft choices. And so it's an uphill battle, to be kind. But you can do it. You know, I was fortunate to have a coach in the late, great Marty Schottenheimer who gave me a legitimate chance, you know, and I'm not sure, Bill, other years, like even the next year with Spurrier, I'm not sure the undrafted free agents really, really were given much of a chance under Spurrier, but Schottenheimer gave us a chance and I was able to make the most of it. And there's guys that do it every year. And we know the draft is a crapshoot. There's plenty of guys that just got drafted that aren't very good. And they're never going to make a team. And there's plenty of guys that didn't get drafted are going to make a team. I think the cool thing now is that they've got the 16 guys
on practice squad. That I think is really cool. It used to be five, but now there's a lot more kids that get a chance to make it, you know, to be on a team, to make a couple hundred thousand dollars, and to kind of have a whole season to develop and show what they can do. I think that's a big, big piece of this thing now, is the expanded practice squads. A lot of guys can't make the roster, but you can make the practice squad.
Ross Tucker is here from MyFrontPageStory.com. Mother's Day is coming up, my man.
It is, and you know how I feel about this, Bill. First of all, everybody's mom is a number one draft pick, right? I mean, moms are extremely deserving of being the number one pick. I'd feel better about my mom than I would about Cam Ward, to be honest with you. So get her the best gift ever. Go to MyFrontPageStory.com. You talk to a writer about your mom, or it could be your grandma, or I don't know. Maybe it's your wife, the mother of your children. You talk to a writer for 10 minutes, or you can fill out an email. They write this incredible story. It's a professional writer writing a story about your wife or your mom. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. It's framed. It's beautiful. And just being able to say to them, I want to do something special for you, so I had a story written about you, is amazing. Just that part will make them cry sometimes. And then, not only that part of it, but then you're able to ultimately have them open it up and read the quotes from you and your kids about how amazing. Like, I'm just telling you, Bill, they cry almost every time. So if you want to get your wife or your mom the type of gift that'll make her cry happy tears, when's the last time you did that? It's MyFrontPageStory.com, MyFrontPageStory.com. And if you call right now, or if you email, or you go to the website right now, MyFrontPageStory.com, you can get a 20% discount right away, which is awesome.
By the way, before we wrap it up with Ross Tucker, you are very bullish on Brian Schottenheimer, are you not?
I am, and probably because of what I just said about his father, right? I mean, Brian was the quarterback coach when I was a rookie with the Redskins in 2001. I just have so much respect for that family, for how they go about their business. Marty Schottenheimer is the best head coach I had, and I had, you know, Belichick and Gibbs and Parcells. I'll take Marty over all of them. And so if Brian is 50% of the coach that Marty was, I think he'll do a nice job with the Cowboys.
Fair enough, buddy. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
All right, see you, Bill.
Thank you a lot, Ross Tucker. He has said that he's a Brian Schottenheimer fan. Yeah. He did that earlier.
Right. I think he'll be okay, right? I mean, we got to give him a chance.
I like listening to him talk.
Yeah. I think he's on the right track. I think he's saying all the right things and doing all the right stuff, having crawfish boils and all that stuff, trying to bring the team together. So I think he's off to a good start.
I was listening over the weekend, not so much to Jerry, because obviously they're going to say nice things about him. They just hired him. But
yeah,
other people who covered the team, and we're not there every day. I mean, we're around them. It's training camp, and we cover the games, but we're not there every day.
Yeah.
He's been in that organization for the last 3 years.
That's right.
Consultant, coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who have worked around him really, really, really like him. And to listen to him talk, he seems to know exactly what he wants.
Yeah, yes.
Seems to be able to communicate it.
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so, and that's what I'm saying with the Crawfish Boys and trying to bring the team together. I think he's doing all the right things. Now, whether that plays out on the field when they get there, that's a different story, but I think he's doing the right things.
Ain't X's and O's.
It's the Jimmies and Joes.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, they've got to have players, but just listening to him talk,
right?
I have been impressed. So, again, and he's kind of playing with house money because the fans don't expect much anyway.
They don't, but, you know, about three games in, if they're not looking good, you know, they're going to have their say. Fans are not the most patient people.
Well, I remember Dak's first year, they lost their first two games, I think. Did they not? I know they lost their first game. Now, they lost their first game and didn't look very good.
Yeah.
And then won like a franchise record 12 in a row.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, and this past year the Cowboys looked really good And we didn't realize Cleveland was as bad as they were.
That's right.
Dallas had dominated that first game against the Cleveland Browns, remember?
Yeah, they looked good against Cleveland and the Giants because both of those teams turned out to be not very good.
Yeah, and so, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're thinking, okay, these guys might be pretty good, and then you realize they were terrible.
That's right. They weren't very good. They were what Dak said they were.
Wheels came off. Did Dallas win their first two?
Probably. I don't know. Did they play the Giants the second round?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
I thought it was the Saints in the second game.
It might have been the Saints. They got blown out by the Saints.
I think it was the Saints
pretty quick.
But they looked so good against Cleveland, we're thinking, okay, well, all right. Because Cleveland had been a playoff team the year before, remember? And they had Myles Garrett, and they had some dudes.
They had Deshaun, too.
They are on the road. Dallas is on the road. They went out and dominated the game. So sometimes these openers, teams start out, and that's kind of what I think might happen with the Cowboys this year. They may not start out that well.
Right.
But hopefully they can, you know, kind of get their feet under them, and maybe they go out and have a season that would at least keep them in contention for a playoff spot. I don't know what to expect out of this group.
And then what's the old cliche? It's not where you start, it's where you finish. Maybe they get off to a slow start. New head coach, and we'll see.
Well, and again, this team is far from complete. They have said their stated goal. They still know. They know they have to add somebody to that wide receiver group, somebody that's got some skins on the wall. At least they say that. So who that might be, I don't know. There's been a lot of rumors about the Steelers, George Pickens, maybe being in play for the Cowboys and others, and that'd be great. That dude can play. But we don't know.
Yeah, we're still waiting for some of these trades that Jerry was talking about, right? That I don't think has occurred yet. So, but again, we'll see.
All right. How did the Cowboys do in the draft? That's on the table this afternoon. 592-5200. The Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open. Jen will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. The draft is over. The Rangers lost a game yesterday. If you haven't seen the highlight or the low light.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Of the Little League home run that San Francisco got with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth of a tie ball game on an infield bouncer that turned into two throwing errors and an inside the park Little League something your 10-year-old team playing coach pitch for the first time might do at one of the local Little League ballparks.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Well, we've seen that at Little League.
I've seen it in Little League many times. The first rule of Little League baseball, when the ball gets thrown away, what are the coaches telling them?
Get the ball to the
infield. Just get it back in the infield. Throw it to the pitcher.
Rangers threw it all over the place.
And they threw it all over the place. Watch it. Go YouTube it. It's comical, unless you're a Rangers fan, and then it ain't so comical.
Well, you knew they were about to lose. You didn't think they would lose like that. They were going to blow that game in the ninth inning.
Coming up on 434, we are in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. On 92.1 FM, The Team.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
I'm Kevin Simon, and dare I say the Dallas Cowboys had a solid, I think solid, 2025 NFL draft. And if you're in need of solid legal representation after you've been injured in an accident, at work or on the road, call Mansour Law. Before you call the insurance company at 903-999-9999. They'll review your case for free. And you'll know nothing until they win your case. Mansour is available 24/7, 365 at your home, hospital, Zoom, or by phone at 903-999-9999. Douglas Mansour has a track record of winning verdicts, including a record-breaking award of over $22 million and over $1.4 million for injuries in an auto accident. They've been helping people for over 20 years. If you've been injured, call the Mansour Law Firm 24/7 to schedule a free consultation at 903-999-9999 or visit mansourlawfirm.com.
I'm Kevin Walker with your Texas Rangers report on the wrong side of a walk-off where they bounce back with the A's tonight at home. More next.
The rental team at ASCO is ready to help you find the right equipment to do the job. For over 65 years, we've dedicated ourselves to supporting you with fast service and reliable equipment. Choose from daily, weekly, or long-term rental options to fit your project's needs. Buy it, rent it, support it. We're on it at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com for your next equipment rental. That's ASCOEQ.com.
The Texas Rangers lost 3-2 on a very strange and rare walk-off Little League home run to the San Francisco Giants yesterday. A rough outing for Jack Leiter off the IL, throwing 3 1/3, responsible for 2 hits and 2 runs on just 3 strikeouts. The bats were hot, but the scoring wasn't for Texas, as they left 3 runners stranded on 10 hits, led by Jock Peterson and Leody Taveras, who both had multiple hits, including this one.
As Peterson hits this one high and deep out into right center, Yastrzemski on the move, reaches out, can't get it, it's off the track, hits off the wall. He's having a hard time finding it, finally retrieves it. Peterson's on his way to end up triple.
During the game, third baseman Josh Jung left for a cut on his index finger, but is expected to be okay and will play tonight. A series loss turns to home advantage against the A's. First pitch is set for 7 at Globe Life Field with Patrick Corbin on the bump. With your Texas Rangers report, I'm Kevin Walker.
Your website's important. Modular Orange can help you get it out there and keep it updated so you don't have to worry about it. Modular Orange websites are written, designed, launched, hosted, secured, and kept up to date for $95 a month with no upfront costs or hidden fees. You focus on building your business. The Modular Orange team focuses on building your website. They keep it fast and easy with a streamlined process that can have your website live in under 3 weeks. If you're using Facebook as your website, stop it. Don't let Facebook control your online presence. Modular Orange sites ensure your customers can reach you on any device, and they work on all phones, laptops, tablets, and every screen size. If you're paying high monthly prices for your website, let Modular Orange build it on their platform for just $95 a month, no upfront cost. You'll save money and get a website that performs better. The Modular Orange team can also create your logo and branding and provide SEO and digital advertising services. Learn more at modularorange.com. Modularorange.com. Hi, Bill Coates. One of the great things about having a crock pot is that it will make dinner while you do something else. And one of the great things about Texas green sauce is what it can do to jazz up a crock pot recipe.
Texas green sauce poured over just about anything in the crock pot might be the best crock pot recipe out there.
That's Roy Morrison, the East Texas physician who created Texas green sauce.
Take Texas green sauce, pour it over chicken breast, pour it over a pork loin, pour it over a roast, pour it over a pork loin with a stick of butter, and turn it on low for 8 hours, go to work, come back, and you've got a one dish meal that's great that everybody's gonna love.
If you like to cook, if you like to entertain, Texas green sauce can help you do both. Texas green sauce is available in original and hot. Get it at the Sweet Gourmet and Tyler, Black Hawk Creek Grill, the White House Farmers Market, and online at texasgreensauce.com. Insanely good, incredibly unique, texasgreensauce.com.
Honey, is there a problem with the air conditioning?
Yep, I called Coy.
You mean Coy Dodd Air Conditioning?
Yes, they fix any problem, service any brand, and it's like having a neighbor in your home.
And Coy Dodd is an independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
For anything air conditioning, call Coy online at coydodd.com. That's coydodd.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number 137983C.
Coy Dodd Air Conditioning, just call Coy.
Coy Dodd Air Conditioning.
When you or a family member gets sick, the last thing you want is to wait hours for meds. The chain pharmacies will make you wait. Major's Pharmacy won't. Bring your prescription to Major's Pharmacy, and in most cases, they'll fill it and have you on the way to recovery in 15 minutes or less. Major's Pharmacy accepts most major insurance plans. They also specialize in weight loss medication, and there's free delivery in the Tyler area. Major's Pharmacy, South Broadway and Shelley Drive in Tyler, across from Cane's, and online at majorspharmacy.com. It's legendary Tex-Mex food at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials, like Monday when kids 10 and under eat free with each adult meal. At Mercados in Tyler, Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
We have 149 big in the 2025 NFL Draft. The Dallas Cowboys select Jalen Blue, Texas!
You know, at the end of the day, the NFL, you're looking for explosive playmakers. He's an explosive playmaker. You put him in the backfield behind what we built in the line and the other guys, it gives you an opportunity to be explosive. I know Coach Schottenheimer's got some tricks up his sleeves to use the skill set that he has in the other guys, but an explosive player that can flip the field for you on carries, can also win you some matchups in man-to-man coverage versus linebackers and even line up so you get an explosive playmaker.
Will McClay, okay, on Jaden Blue, Cowboys fifth-round draft. Saturday.
He can run the football, but as you talked about, he will put the ball on the turf. Maybe they can get that cleaned up.
Braden pointed that out when we were talking about that over the weekend. He said, yeah, he can hang on to the ball.
Yeah.
He's an explosive dude.
Yeah, he's had some fumbles.
Again, when I remember, he's from the Houston area, and he skipped his senior year, his high school senior year, because he wanted to work out.
He wanted to prepare.
Wanted to prepare.
For the next level.
And then when he tried to come back, story I heard was that one of his teammates kicked his rear end of the locker room.
Okay, good. We can't promote violence, but yeah.
But they didn't want him
they
back.
They didn't want him back. He didn't go back, right?
He didn't go back. Yeah. Never went back. 592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline's open. We're in the Monsieur Law Firm studios, 441. Hello, Rick. Where you been, Rick?
Rick, where you been?
Oh, I've just been hanging out. How about yourselves?
What do you mean, hanging out? We haven't heard from you.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you. It's not football season. He's lost interest.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
I don't do much in the off season.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm just not into it.
Yeah. Well, consider this your OTA. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Your organized team activity.
Is it voluntary or involuntary?
It's your voluntary OTA. How about that? Your voluntary workout.
That's good. I'll take that right there.
Okay, you got it, man.
No, I tell you what, I know you watched our running back down there at the university, just like I did. And I tell you what, I think Blue is a steal at five. I really do. I think that kid can do it all. I don't know much about the blocking, but I think he's a decent blocker. But I think they got a heck of a steal there, and I think he's a walk-in starter myself. And the kid, the Booker kid, he's a walk-in starter. And the second round pick, I didn't get to see him in college, but from what I understand, he may be a real good contributor on the pass rushes. So I tell you, overall, the Cowboys, I think, did good. I think this is the best overall draft, the Cowboys, from top to bottom, that they've had in several years.
Okay. I wish they would get guys whose names would be easier to pronounce.
They get some hard-pronouncing names, don't they?
I think Jay Toye, maybe. Is that the way you pronounce it?
I don't know. Not sure.
And then Tabi Akinbasote, I believe is the word.
Yeah, Akinbasote.
Akinbasote,
yeah.
And so, I tell you what, I'm excited about the possibility.
The possibility.
That one of these two dudes could step in and be a run-stopping defensive tackle. They need what they call a one technique, the big guy who's hard to move. Rick, appreciate the call. They need that one guy.
Yeah.
Or two guys who can come in and make a difference in the middle, weighing 300 and something pounds, that would be hard to move out of the way. That's what they need.
Yeah, they do need that. I don't know if they got it, though, right? I mean,
they took two guys,
in the
though,
seventh round.
They took one in the both in the seventh. Yeah. They had three seventh-round picks. And the other one, that Phil Maffa kid from Clemson, who I kind of remember, a big guy, big running back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bruiser.
So they got the Bruiser, and then they got the Slasher and Jaden Blue.
Yeah.
We'll see if either one of
them
can work out.
We'll see if any of those cats work out. But, yeah. Were you surprised that Quinn Ewers being the last quarterback drafted?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay. I mean
he's got, you're getting a shot.
Again, everybody points to, to the 199th, the best ever 199th pick in the draft, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's.
Look at Brock Purdy.
There is a skill set to being a National Football League quarterback that goes beyond just arm strength.
Yes.
There is an ability to see the field, which Mahomes has.
Of course he does, yeah.
I think that's partly from his baseball days, too. I mean, he learned to play an entire field. He knows how to make the little play.
Yeah.
People don't give him enough credit for just hitting the back of the second or third receiver.
Right.
And he does it smoothly out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. Makes it look effortless.
Yeah.
You know, forget the deep balls, the spectacular plays, the sidearm throws and stuff like that. Patrick is really good, I think, at just making the routine play and making it look easy.
Yeah.
It's none of it is that easy. It couldn't be.
Everybody does it. Yeah, he makes it look easy.
You know, the swing pass. People think, oh, that's easy. Go try it sometime.
Yeah.
You know, to time it perfectly.
While guys are chasing you down.
Yeah, they're trying to hurt you. And he does that effortlessly and does it smoothly. So there's such a, and then there's a mental thing about being able to stay calm when everything around you is going to, you know,
that's right.
That I think he has too. And there's a skill set to being a quarterback that goes far beyond just being able to throw it 70 yards.
I think that's right.
To me.
Okay. No, I think all of that is fair. And so where does Quinn Ewers fall in that lab? Because I've been saying this since the football season. I'm not as convinced as you are that he's an NFL quarterback. Now, there's a reason he was the last quarterback drafted. So I'm not sure what that reason is.
Well, he was hurt much of the year last year, played hurt. And I don't know. I mean, he's I think he's a talented kid, but he had trouble with his deep balls at Texas. He missed a lot of wide open guys on deep throws.
Yeah, there's something that, you know.
Something they didn't like.
There's something they didn't like.
And again, he was hurt much of last year, so he couldn't move around.
Right.
He couldn't show anybody that he could move around in the pocket. We know he's tough because he played hurt. But once he got that oblique injury, that cost him two starts. And then for the rest of the year, he had a bad ankle. So we don't know.
He's been banged up. And maybe he's a guy, and it wasn't going to happen because he wanted to, you know, end his career as a Longhorn. But he's a guy that, to me, seems would have benefited from another year. He would have had to transfer.
Yeah. You know,
He would have had to transfer. But he's one of those guys, I think, would have benefited from another year.
And congratulations to Keaton Crawford.
Yeah, how about that? I saw his name pop up.
Former John Tyler line, drafted the seventh round by the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay,
how about
good luck.
That?
Go get him.
Our Tyler Highline.
Getting a shot now.
Keaton Crawford. He went to Nevada. He started at Texas, played there two or three years, and then transferred to Nevada.
I remember this.
And had himself a really, really nice run at Nevada.
There you go.
Had a great season there. So way to go, Keaton.
Yeah, good luck, the seventh round.
We know Keaton can run.
Yeah.
Now, he's got speed for Arizona, if nothing else. You talk about a gunner on special teams.
He can bring something.
Keaton will be pretty good at that, I think.
Hopefully latches on, man.
And latches on with the Arizona Cardinals. He's a seventh-round draft pick, and he is a local kid. It is 4:47. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio. Jen joins us at the 5 o'clock hour. We've got our trivia question this afternoon as well. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. It's 4:47, 92.1 FM, the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
TJC is one of the largest community colleges in Texas with more than 120 degrees and certificate programs, extensive customized training, and adult continuing education. With their strong core values, rigorous academics, stellar fine and performing arts, diverse student life, and nationally ranked athletics, they're committed to providing various pathways for students of all ages to transfer to senior universities or gain the skills they need to go directly into the workforce. Ready to get started? Visit tjc.edu today and let them help you find the path that's right for you. tjc.edu.
Smith County families, great news. BCFS Health and Human Services is expanding its Healthy Start program, offering free personalized care for moms, babies, and their families. From pregnancy support and parenting classes to transportation assistance and mental health resources, Healthy Start empowers your family every step of the way. Discover how Healthy Start can help your family thrive. Call 903-531-2100 or visit bcfscsd.org/healthystart today. Healthy Start, because strong families build stronger communities.
Name a bug, any bug, pest, or insect, and we can take care of it.
There are bowling lanes, left turn lanes, and a lane for pest control. Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Pest control starting at $29 a month.
Fleas, fire ants, wasps, spiders, roaches, bed bugs, mosquitoes, and the big bully, termites. Never had termites? Keep it that way. With Centricon, the number one brand for termite protection. Bundle your Centricon protection and save.
Lane Pest Control customers earn up to $150 credit when you refer a new customer to us.
Homes, offices, restaurants, apartments, schools, hospitals, nursing homes, warehouses, industrial.
Discounts for teachers, first responders, veterans, and active military. Tyler, Linden, Mineola, Quitman, Athens, Palestine, Jacksonville, Henderson, Kilgore.
Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
You're out of town, but you need to let the neighbor into your house.
The old way of garage door openers is obsolete now.
That's Todd Epperson, general manager of Overhead Door Systems of Tyler.
If you're across the ocean and you need to open that garage door, as long as you have an internet connection, you can open your garage door from anywhere.
When your garage door system comes from Overhead Door, it comes with expert installation and top-notch customer service.
When we come and change out your garage door, we're going to go through the instructions. instructions with you. We're going to show you the features. We're going to make sure that you are comfortable. We're going to clean up. We're going to make your garage look better than it did when we showed up. Your house is going to look better with the new garage door. We warranty our installation for 1 year.
A trusted reputation earned in more than 40 years serving East Texas. See what Overhead Door Systems can do for you at overheaddoorsystems.com. Residential and commercial. Overheaddoorsystems.com.
Hi again, everybody. Let's check in with Monty Hall at Hall Chevrolet in Canton. Hey, Monty.
Hey, Bill.
Together, let's drive, and your selection has never been better.
It really hasn't. You know, the Chevy store over there in Canton has got probably the best selection of Chevy Silverados, including HDs and also the famous Trail Boss edition in the Chevy Silverado, which is kind of a little bit lifted from the factory, has an aggressive look to it. Yeah, we got the best selection in new Chevrolets that we've had since we've had that store over there in Canton, Texas.
Best deal.
I got to be probably the Chevy Trax, and we just got a bunch of those in out there in Canton. Getting a brand new Chevy Trax, nicely equipped, not a stripped down model, for as low as $25,988 right now, and we got a few of those to choose from. One of them is my favorite, is that cacti green color, which is really cool looking with the blackout and everything in the Chevy Trax.
Check out HallChevyCanton.com. Hall Chevrolet in Canton, and of course, as we always say, Hall has it all.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
The first super speedway of the NASCAR season gave us a super finish Sunday.
Cindric, Priest at the line. Who?
Cindric. The race on Fox, Austin Cindric edged Ryan Preece by less than a car length. After the two drivers dueled over the final 10 laps, Cindric only led seven laps in a race that saw 23 different drivers lead a lap. It's his third career win, first at Talladega. Preece finished second, Kyle Larson third. Next week, NASCAR moves on to Texas Motor Speedway.
Yes, they do. Texas Motor Speedway will host the event coming up this weekend. Had a great finish at Talladega yesterday. Right. And I watched some of it.
No, you didn't.
I did. Okay. I did watch the end of that race. Yesterday, I still got enough gearhead left in me that I watched the big ones.
You still got some? Okay, well, that's good.
I do.
You got to keep me up to date on this stuff.
In fact, Kyle Larson, the 2021 champion,
all about Larson,
and a two-time winner this year, will join us coming up on Thursday. So
okay, good.
We'll talk to Kyle Larson. He's also going to try to do the Indianapolis 500 Coke 600 double. It's the IndyCar race early in the day, and then the NASCAR race that night.
He's going to do the double.
There've been a few guys that have tried to do that. The last one, I think, of any note was Tony Stewart.
Okay.
Who did Indy 500 in the early part of the day,
right?
And then a helicoptered to Charlotte, North Carolina, and got in his NASCAR and drove the 600.
So that's kind of like us doing the spaghetti dinner and then doing the Scholastic All Stars, right?
Something
it's
like that.
It's a double double.
As 4:53, we're in the Monster Law Firm studio on 92.1 FM, the Team. The Team Sports Radio mobile app brought to us, powered by ETR. Those of you who listen on the mobile app include my daughter, my son-in-law, and the great Bradley Bell.
The great. My man.
Who apparently on his way home from school this afternoon is probably playing with he is a big fan of Star Wars.
Yeah, he is.
And he likes Darth Maul. Do you remember? You haven't watched Star Wars, have you?
The original. The first one that came out. Okay. And maybe the second one after that, but not after that.
Well, then, you know, they made 4, 5, and 6, and then went back and did 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, George Lucas did that kind of out of order on purpose.
Right.
To give himself a chance to go back and make a lot of money. Billions of dollars, you know, later on.
So Darth Maul?
Darth Maul was a predecessor to Darth Vader.
Really? See, yes. I didn't know this.
And he wasn't nearly as good, had no personality. Darth Vader had personality.
Vader was Vader.
He was Vader. He had personality. Yeah. Darth Maul had no personality. Yeah. You know, he kind of stalked around. He's got this, you know, outfit with this red face, you know, kind of painted red and horns.
Maul.
Yeah.
Darth Maul.
Anyway, I think Bradley's a fan of Darth Maul.
Really?
I told him, I said, I don't know about Darth Maul. I know of North Park Maul.
Come on, man.
Broadway Square Maul. I know of the Longview Mall, but I don't.
You don't know Darth Maul.
Well, I did watch all of those. Yeah, Darth.
And Bradley
Maul.
Likes to get in character.
Isaac, you a Star Wars fan? Yeah. I love Star. I mean, I love
the
those
original
things.
Star Wars.
Now they've gotten a little bit goofy now.
Yeah, they have to at some. You know, point, I mean, there's so many you can make.
You know, they George Lucas sold the franchise to Disney, and they've kind of gone off the deep end now.
But Bradley likes to get in character, and there are times you have to address him by his character's name.
Yeah,
or he won't answer.
I think that's right. But you know, he's got the lightsabers and the whole shooting match, man.
He should have that.
Kids' toys are better than the ones we had.
Yeah, but we had some good ones too. But yeah, they're pretty good. They're sophisticated.
It is more sophisticated. Yeah. I mean, I played with a little plastic army man.
I had
and
Evil
had
Knievel
a great
stunt
time.
Cycle, though, man. I had the stunt cycle.
Did you really?
Yeah. And,
you had
and
the Evil
Rock'em Sock'em robots. That's a pretty good toy.
Yeah, that's still a great toy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much you can do with Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Yeah, you knocked his block off.
Yeah, I think you could still buy that, can't you?
Can't
you buy that toy?
If not, they should bring it back.
Isaac shaking his head. You can still buy Rock'em Sock'em robot.
And the Evil Knievel stunt cycle. That's some good stuff.
I didn't know you were an Evil Knievel fan. I learned something every day. Rangers got beat on a walk-off Little League home run yesterday. We'll talk about that. Jen Floyd Engel. The Cowboys draft, trivia, and more coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It is Monday as we wind down the month of April, already nearly 4 months into the year. Cowboys and the A's coming up tonight here on the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the oldest coin shop in East Texas with the same owner for over 30 years. That means quality and experience in buying and selling rare coins, investment gold, silver, and platinum bullion. American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the go-to store to sell your gold, jewelry, and diamonds. They're probably worth more than you think. American Gold and Diamond Exchange, 5th and Fleschel and South Broadway, Tyler, and AmericanGoldAndDiamond.com.
Cash on the spot, American Gold and Diamond.
Bill Coates here, and I'm talking to Reg Jones, president of Pratt Homes and Tyler. Reg, what is a tiny home?
Gosh, a tiny home is really all in the heart of the home buyer. We have folks who come in looking for tiny homes where they want one bedroom, two bedrooms. They want really efficient, smart living. They want beautiful appointments within the house. Beautiful appointments can be kind of luxurious tile work and cabinetry that's soft clothes. And ultimately, the culture around tiny homes is, how do I live in a beautiful, small space? And we've got an incredible array of tiny homes to meet those different needs.
Pratt Homes is a locally owned family business that has been making dreams come true for East Texans since 1996. Custom modular homes, tiny homes, prefab homes, and more. See more than 60 furnished models on the Southeast Loop just north of Front Street in Tyler. See their online gallery at PrattModularHomes.com. PrattModularHomes.com.
Hey, East Texas, it's Patrick with Group M7. Is your business getting all the love it deserves online? Well, it should be. At Group M7, we believe your business should shine. That's why we build stunning websites and powerful marketing campaigns. We're your one-stop digital marketing agency right here in Tyler, Texas. You shouldn't have to juggle multiple agencies or keep getting the cold shoulder from out-of-state or out-of-country companies. Put some love into your business with our in-house team of designers, marketers, and digital experts. Whether you need a new website, a website makeover, some social media magic, or a complete digital transformation, we've got the passion and expertise to make it happen. At Group M7, we don't just build websites. We build lasting partnerships with our East Texas neighbors because when your business grows, our community thrives. Group M7, we've been spreading digital love across East Texas since before Google. Visit groupm7.com today. That's groupm7.com.
It's time again to recognize and reward some of the best student-athletes in East Texas with the 33rd Annual KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Team, sponsored in part by Southside Bank, the Kyle Lake Foundation, Kevin and Janine Lilly's East Texas McDonald's, Energy Well Feb, Hall Buick GMC, Tyler Junior College, and Tyler Trophy. These 20 senior girls and boys represent some of the best we have to offer. Each one has excelled on the field, on the court, in the classroom, and in the community. The 2024-2025 KTBB Scholastic All-Stars include Olivia Darlene Hughes Mineola, Cole Jackson West Rusk, Peyton Kelly Grace Community School, Mason Lundy Longview, Jackson Moffitt Van. The KTBB Scholastic All-Stars are being honored at our annual banquet at Tyler's First Christian Church. Please join us in congratulating the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars on your only local news radio, 97.5 FM KTBB, 92.1 FM The Team Sports Radio, and KTBB.com.
Some say a dog is a man's best friend, but I tell you what, boys, you better think again. Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring
all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty Oak Smoke barbecue.
Next in line.
This is The Team, 92.1 FM, KRWR, Tyler. The Dan Patrick Show, 8 to 11. You're on The Team.